A new study says women who are likely to develop breast cancer can reduce that risk by having their ovaries removed. The findings apply to women who have inherited a genetic mutation that puts them at high risk for cancer of the ovary and the breast. Surgery to remove the ovaries is a less disfiguring approach than mastectomies, which also reduce the risk of breast cancer in these women. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Mutations in the genes called BRCA1 and BRCA2 aren't common, but when they occur, they dramatically increase the risk of female cancers. Teresa Grenier says her grandmother died of breast cancer, her sister developed breast cancer at the age of 27, and her mother died of ovarian cancer. So when a genetic test was developed to check for these genes, Grenier took it.
I always knew that I was at high risk based on my family history, but with this piece of information, it brings that depth of realization to an entirely new level.
The test confirmed she inherited a flaw in her BRCA1 gene. The question was what to do about it. Genetic counselors told her she could have a mastectomy to reduce her risk of breast cancer. She could have her ovaries removed or both. She opted for the ovary surgery.
Although I was at risk to both, it's the ovarian cancer that is much more difficult to detect. So for me, the big decision really revolved around having an oophorectomy, which is the removal of your fallopian tubes and ovaries.
That operation was part of a study to see if that surgery really did reduce the risk of cancer. The answer is it does, according to two studies presented yesterday at the American Society of Clinical Oncology meeting. Details will be published in the New England Journal of Medicine later this week. Dr. Kenneth Offit at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center says there is already good evidence that mastectomy greatly reduces the risk of breast cancer, though it is disfiguring.
Oophorectomy, which is the ovarian preventive surgery, is much more acceptable to many more women, and it is encouraging that this procedure decreases the risk to the extent that it appears to, close to 75% for both breast and ovarian cancer together.
Removing the ovaries reduces the amount of estrogen in the body, and estrogen can stimulate breast tumors. Dr. Offit says the surprise was that the surgery proved to be an immediate benefit for some women in the study.
We actually found three very early stage ovarian cancers in women who had elected to have what they thought would be a risk-reducing procedure. And in fact, they found early ovarian cancers that were otherwise not detected.
In fact, one of those tumors was found in Teresa Grenier and removed before it grew into a deadly cancer.
This testing and counseling and surgery did everything that it was supposed to do. It saved my life.
Surgery is obviously not the ideal way to reduce a woman's risk of cancer, but for women who carry the flawed versions of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, it's at least a choice they can make as they weigh their odds of developing breast or ovarian cancer. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.